In the Barents Sea, off the northern coast of Russia, a salvage operation is underway. Russia is trying to raise the Kursk. The nuclear submarine sank almost a year ago amid Cold War-like secrecy and backpedaling by the Russian authorities. The world watched, prayed, and waited as the tragedy unfolded, listening for signs of life from the crewmen who were thought to be banging the sides of the vessel in hopes of a rescue. Russia refused outside help until it was too late. There's evidence that at least 23 men survived the explosion that sank the submarine. In the end, all 118 members of the crew lost their lives. Naval analyst and author Norman Polmar joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here again, Neil.
Why is a salvage operation beginning now?
I think the Russians have been forced into a position, having fired the original consortium that was going to raise it, the shortfall in their fundraising and certain other issues.
Fundraising to raise a nuclear submarine?
It costs $60 to $70 million, according to Russian estimates. Most salvage people I've spoken to talk in terms of over $100 million.
So who have they gotten involved in this project?
Well, they've gotten a Dutch company, which claims it could do it within the cost estimate of $60 to $70 million.
And you expect that there may be a few cost overruns.
Well, not only cost overruns, but now you're down to about 2 months of work until mid-September, which is when the Barents Sea really turns nasty. And 2 months, a lot of the experts feel, is not enough time to do the proper survey work, to cut off the bow of the submarine, and to raise it, and to, while still submerged, pull it into port.
After the accident, the Russians claimed that the Kursk sank as a result of a collision with, they suggested strongly, an American submarine. Have they ever backed off that story?
Most Russians have. You can still find people in the Russian government and even in the Russian Navy who are certain that the accident began with a collision between one of two U.S. submarines that were in the Barents Sea at the time, or possibly a British submarine. Unquestionably, something happened which caused either the fuel or a warhead in a torpedo to explode. And if it were a warhead, it was not a correct explosion. That is, it didn't detonate properly. More likely, it was fuel from one of their torpedoes, which then 2 minutes and a few seconds later set off a group of warheads of torpedoes. And that just tore open the front of the submarine, sent her plunging to the bottom about 350 feet down. And that's the key as to how she can be salvaged. The water depth is only about 350 feet.
So these are relatively simple, straightforward operations in terms of raising a submarine almost 400 feet from the floor?
No. Raising anything that displaces over 20,000 tons of water, raising anything that heavy is exceedingly difficult. And again, when you superimpose where you're doing it, the environment of the Barents Sea, even in July and August, it's not a pleasant place to carry out diving and salvage operations.
Are there any military secrets connected to that front section of the submarine?
Oh, absolutely. There are military secrets related to all aspects of this submarine, from the periscopes or radar antennas to the thickness of the hull to the types of torpedoes to the torpedo launching mechanism. A lot of secrets related to military submarines.
This accident and its immediate aftermath, when at first the Russians said they didn't need any help, and then it turned out that when they asked for it, it was too late. That was a political problem for Vladimir Putin. Is that another reason why they're hustling to get this or try to get this done this year?
Politically, he was very embarrassed by the Navy's lack of ability to rescue the people, to determine if any were alive right away. And raising it now, he said he would, and to a large degree, it's political. Most of the families that have spoken to the press have said they would prefer the submarine be left where it is with the bodies because they feel it's a fitting burial site for men who go down to the sea in ships.
A lot of environmentalists say it would be safer to leave it down there too.
Well, you can argue either side when it comes to the environmentalists. The submarine conceivably could break, could open the reactors that way. My own views would be leave it the way it is, attempt to get out any additional bodies, but beyond that, just let her rest in peace.
Norman, thanks very much for coming in.
As always, a pleasure.
Naval analyst and author Norman Polmar.